get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm your host, David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Hey, Tim. Today, we're going to discuss the top five reasons why you should stick with a theme or framework.
Yeah.
Excited?
Absolutely. I'm excited. This is something that I kind of learned the hard way, because when I first started out building websites with WordPress, I was using a bunch of different themes. I would have a project and I'd kind of have a vision in my head of what I wanted the website to eventually look like, and then I would hunt around for the theme that was closest to that vision as possible, and then I'd customize it to finally fit that vision. Wasted a lot of time doing it that way.
Yeah, I think most new web developers do that. That's their process. You know,
yeah.
I picked up a restaurant client. I Google restaurant WordPress theme. I start culling through the thousands of themes, and one catches my eye, and I think it's awesome. And then I buy it, I download it, I install it, and it's a proverbial shit show. Sorry, excuse my language, but you know, you get on the back end, and not all themes are created equal, Tim. Would you agree?
No, I absolutely agree. And every time, you've got to relearn how that theme is made and what the options are and
absolutely. So let's get into our top five reasons of why you would want to choose one theme work and stick with it. Reason number one, you become an expert. Learn the benefits and limitations of the theme. For example, Tim and I are really big Divi theme lovers. We love the Divi theme by Elegant Themes. Nick Roach and that team have done a phenomenal job with continuing to update, innovate, and just expand Divi. It is a very powerful theme. Tim's going to kind of touch on why his favorite saying, you know, about Divi and stuff. But we love Divi.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So I think the phrase you were thinking, David, was Divi is user-friendly enough for beginners to use, but powerful enough for professionals to use. And I think I've said that once before in a previous episode. And that really is the case for Divi, and that's why it's become so popular, because there's professionals and agencies that are using it as well as beginners. And so, so back to that first reason of why you should choose and stick with theme framework, you become an expert and learn the benefits and limitations. Even though we love Divi, Divi is not perfect, nor is any other theme framework out there. And so you kind of learn the different nuances of the theme. You learn what you can and can't do, you know, where those limitations are, and you kind of have workarounds to get around it and stuff. And so you become an expert with it. And so obviously becoming an expert in the theme has its benefits. You can work faster, you can work smarter, and it's an overall win.
Yeah, and that takes us right into reason number two of why you'd want to stick with a theme or a framework. And that's over time, as you get more clients, you start to build up a resource library, snippets of code, layouts, plugins that you use, and you know how they interact with the theme. So your library kind of grows with that theme. Whereas, you know, if you're using a bunch of different themes developed by different WordPress developers, everybody develops different. So what works on one website may not work on another. But when you stick with the theme and the framework, you know that, you know, oh, this about page from this restaurant would work really well for this attorney. You know, I really like this layout, and you can apply it over here, and you start to build a resource and a library and all of that stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And on that point, something like, you know, contact pages or about pages, you know, they're not really industry specific a lot of times. A contact page is a contact page. And so you can kind of have these, you know, built up library of layouts for different contact pages. And depending on the client, swap them in, change the styling a bit, and save yourself a ton of time.
Absolutely. Number three, Tim.
people will find you because you're an expert on that framework. And so David and I have both benefited from this, being experts in Divi and being a part of the Divi community. We have people that come to us wanting us to build their website because we're Divi users. And, you know, they found Divi, they like Divi, they can see that it would be an easy theme for them to be able to manage on them on their own and update themselves. And so they want someone to build them a Divi website. And I know that that's the case with other theme frameworks as well, you know, Genesis and Beaver Builder and so forth. So when you become an expert in that theme, you'll get clients that that come to you because of your expertise.
Absolutely. Number four, top reason why you want to stick with a theme and a framework: networking with like-minded people, community. Tim mentioned the Divi Facebook groups in the community. We have, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be in the Divi community since day one and have helped that community grow. And the benefit that that has come from that has been really, really awesome. It basically started as a place where this new theme came out called Divi. We started a Facebook group, and web developers and like-minded people got together to troubleshoot issues that we may be having with that theme. And it's now grown to the, oh God, Tim, how many how many members would you say there are across all Divi groups? 50 plus thousand?
Yeah, definitely. It's hard to tell because I know there's a lot of overlap, but yeah, definitely in the tens of thousands for sure.
Yeah, so it's I want to say it's the number one largest theme, WordPress theme, you know, online Facebook community that there is out there. I'm pretty certain in stating that, but it's great to be with like-minded people. Our fifth and final reason, Tim, big one.
Save money.
Save money. Absolutely.
Yeah, because when you're buying a different theme for every client and project that you have, whether you're buying them from ThemeForest or other theme shops, you end up spending a lot of money. And so if you can buy a membership to Divi, for example, Elegant Themes, you can use it on as many client sites as you want. And you end up saving a lot of money in the long run.
Absolutely. Well, this has been a great show, Tim. Be sure to check out our show notes, folks. We're going to have links to all the things that we discussed. And remember to subscribe and like our podcast. Until tomorrow, Tim, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.